Now for the show that's truly too hot to handle. It's The Melting Pat, and it starts right now.
You're listening to The Melting Pat. Here's your host, Pat Johnson.
Well, thank you, Jerome. Hello, my friends, and welcome to the show, The Melting Pat, the Next Level Network. How are you? We're all doing okay. I'm a day late. It happens. But I hope you're well. Hope everything's going well for you. It was warm, and now it's cold and windy and annoying outside. So that's what is going on over here. We got a lot coming up on, well, I guess on the show, we got a lot coming up, but also a lot of things happening with us in the next couple, couple of weeks. Apparently, I still haven't learned how to actually speak. So there we go. What do we have today on the show? We'll talk about hard-to-find sodas inspired by last week's Cherry 7-Up. Today, by the way, I have RC Cola, which I have not had in many years. And I got to tell you, it tastes just as I remember. So there we go. But I needed the caffeine, and that was going to come cheaper than anything else. So cheaper and sooner than anything else. So we will talk about your hard-to-find sodas. Thank you, everyone, for weighing in. We will talk about, where is it here? There we go. I saw a thing about a lady not tipping, and just for really dumb reasons. So we'll talk about that, about, you know, people being rude and insecure and taking it out on those who definitely do not deserve it. I saw someone actually asked me about this, a different thing, the next thing, when people say, hey, this thing that I don't like is dying. The industry surrounding this thing I don't like must be dying because I no longer watch it. So we will talk about that for sure. We will have, we got the captain coming on to tell us about the Fly Guys. We'll talk about fast food tech failures. Yeah. I actually dealt with this. No, I didn't work at fast food, but we dealt with some issues where the machines didn't work and so a lot of people panicked. So we will talk about what happened there. And we'll talk Phillies because opening day is right around the corner, just a few days away. So we will talk, do a little bit of a preview as much as we can, and then that'll be that for the show. All right, great. All the stuff you have laid out for you today. Again, I hope you are doing well, having a lovely time doing whatever it is that you do. That's two in like 3 minutes. That's not good. That's not a really good start to the show, but we are going to start with a wonderful song from our dear friends, Carb on Carb, our friends from New Zealand. Their album, I think this is their debut album. It is called Take Time. It is coming out May 17. You can go pre-order it on Bandcamp like I did today. So go do that. Tell them Pat sent you. Tell them you heard them from me. And they'll go, that guy, we don't remember who that is. Because it was a number of years ago now that I connected with them. But they've always been there releasing stuff and always appreciate it. I always appreciate that they gave me the okay to play their music because I think they are fantastic. So again, May 17, their album Take Time will be out. Again, go pre-order that on Bandcamp. That's Carb on Carb, carbonCarb.bandcamp.com. There you go. Tell them I sent you. They have a show today. I don't know what time differences are between Philadelphia and New Zealand, but they are at Cuba Dupa in Wellington, New Zealand today, March 23rd. So if you're in the area, go check them out. Tell them Pat sent you. And they'll just say, I don't know who that is. But in any case, here's a song from their forthcoming album. Again, Take Time is the record, coming out May 17. This song is called 2009. It's The Melting Pat on the Next Level Network.
Yeah.
there you have it. Carb on Carb, our dear friends. Their latest. Is it their latest? Probably. Yeah, because I already played the other single that's out. 2009 is the name of that song from their forthcoming album, Take Time. Carb on Carb. .bandcamp.com. It's the Melting Pat, the Next Level Network. I think I screwed it up, but it's a fun little bass riff about 20 seconds into the song that I was going for there, and I don't think I got it right. So maybe don't tell them I sent you, and just go pre-order the album, Take Time. Again, Carb on Carb. .bandcamp.com. There we go with that. We did it somehow. I don't know how we made it out of that one, but I think we're all going to be fine, right? Right. Yes. Take Time. May 17. I think that's their debut. So, and if you're at Cuba Dupa today in Wellington, New Zealand, tell them I said hello. You could say that. Say that you heard about the show from me, although you might be a little late, a bit late to the party there, but because I don't know what time it is in New Zealand when the show comes out. So there we go. I have no idea. But in any case, let's take a break. We will talk about hard-to-find sodas right after this. Alrighty, unpause, and we are back. So let's do this. Last week, I told you about how I got some Cherry 7-Up, and it's delicious. And I haven't had it in a while because nobody really carries it anymore. But I found it. And I thought, hey, this could be fun. What is your favorite hard-to-find soda? So we'll get to that in just a second. Before we do, I got a random gripe. Well, not random. It's related to soda. I drink too much soda. But, I don't drink as much as I used to because of, you know, reasons. But anyway, I ordered from a couple of places last week. And their selections were, hey, we have Mountain Dew Code Red. And I said, great. I like Mountain Dew Code Red. It's delicious. Let's try that out. So I did a 20-ounce from one place and a 2-liter from another. And both times, instead of sending me Mountain Dew Code Red or alerting me, hey, we don't have that soda you wanted. Do you want something else? They got me boring-ass regular old Mountain Dew, which, as you know, is a bottom-tier flavor of Mountain Dew. And, I just, like, two different places, two different days. I don't know. I don't understand how they did this to me. Why they do this? Why? They knew it was coming to me. And they heard the show last week and said, we're going to mess with that guy. And I don't, or maybe they just saw Mountain Dew and just skipped the Code Red part and just decided, hey, we're going to give this guy regular old boring ass Mountain Dew and hope he's okay with it. And what am I going to do? Like run over there? No. Carry the kid on my back? Run over there? Say, hey, give me my correct soda, you jerks? No, it's not worth it. You just drink it and kind of be done with it. But it was disappointing. Anyway. Yeah, apparently around here, Code Red is hard to find, according to these people who delivered my food. So there we go, or whoever packed my order. So there we go. The universe is not letting me have Mountain Dew Code Red or Livewire, apparently, which is disappointing. So there we go. I'm just related that I'm bummed out that apparently a very popular soda brand, soda flavor, is now not coming to my house when I order it. So that kind of sucks. But anyway, on to yours. Thank you, everyone. Chad says Faygo. That's the ICP soda, by the way. Native to Detroit. It's Faygo or F-A-Y-G-O. Faygo, right? So that's the soda that ICP either created or bought the brand or whatever they did with it. Chad, I'm sorry. I didn't do as much research as you wanted. But you also don't pay me, so it's fine. But apparently at concerts, they do, at the ICP concerts, they have what's called a Faygo shower where they shake up a bottle and spray the fans with it at the show. So I'm sure that's an experience, an event, but it also sounds very sticky. So good luck with that. Hope that soda's delicious, and I hope that someday you find it and you get to enjoy it. All right, thanks, Chad. Keith says, Tahitian treat. It's like carbonated Hawaiian punch. I first had it in Minnesota in the mid-90s. Since then, I've either had to special order it or find it occasionally popping up in dollar stores or skeevy gas stations. Yeah, carbonated Hawaiian punch sounds awesome. Like, that sounds great. I'm going to have to look for this. Tahitian treat. All right, Keith, if I find any, I'll send some your way. Now I'm interested to try this because that's probably delicious. That's probably really delicious. So thank you, buddy. All right, Meg says, any Mountain Dew energy? I don't know why I crossed the T on that Mountain Dew, but not at the beginning when I said Mountain Dew Code Red. But anyway, Meg says, yeah, Mountain Dew Energy, I'm convinced it doesn't exist anymore. And we both looked it up. And in fact, Pepsi did say they are discontinuing Mountain Dew Energy. So I was bummed out to learn that. I've never had Mountain Dew Energy, but I'm bummed out for Meg that she no longer can have Mountain Dew Energy because it's just gone. They just said, nope, we're not going to make it anymore. Jerks. Ah, sorry, Meg. All right. 12 Days in June, our new friend, said, I've got a weird one for you. So in the 90s, I used to drink OK Soda, which was like a hipster off-brand from the Coca-Cola company. I loved it, but it failed horribly and was discontinued after only a few years. I was bummed. Fast forward to present day, and Coca-Cola pulls a publicity stunt claiming that Y3000 is the first ever AI-generated Coke recipe, only it tastes just like OK Soda. It's already disappearing, so I'm trying to enjoy it while it lasts. So they had this soda 30 years ago, 25 years ago, however many years ago. I'm not good at math. It didn't sell well. So like only our friend 12 Days in June ever bought it from the store, right? Like when I bought Dr. Pepper from the food truck and I went out one day and they said, we don't have it anymore. Nobody bought it. And I said, yeah, I was the only one who was buying Dr. Pepper. So OK Soda, Coke said, hey, here's this, whatever it tasted like. And everybody's like, oh, that's gross, except for 12 Days in June. So then they brought it back as a stunt saying, hey, AI made this Coke thing. Somebody sat in a boardroom and said, hey, you know what we should do instead of bringing back Surge like the people want? We should make this, release this old flavor again and then say AI did it. So it's like a new thing and we can charge them more money. And that's what they did. So apparently it's available somewhere. I'm going to look into that and see if we can find some OK Soda before it disappears again. So there we go. Do I trust a robot to make a good soda? I will tell you that if AI created this RC Cola that I'm drinking right now, I don't trust it because this is not good. But no offense to anybody who likes RC Cola. I'm sorry. It's not for me. It's never really been for me. But again, it was cheap and available and it needed caffeine. So there we go. All right. So go try some OK Soda. See, that's the RC Cola coming up for revenge during the show. So I hope you could find your OK Soda and enjoy it while it lasts. Thanks, buddy. All right, we have there are two different Megs here. Meg didn't come back around and say, wait, and also in addition to Mountain Dew Energy. No, this is a different Meg. She says, basic one, but cranberry ginger ale. When it's available during the season, it sells out so freaking fast, it's annoying. Yeah, those seasonal ones they can be tough to come by. That's why, like I was saying last week with Mountain Dew Livewire, it's mainly a summer soda, right? But even then, not everybody carries it. And then there's these limited edition seasonal flavors, cranberry ginger ale, where it's like, oh man, that's great. We can only get that. It's like a pumpkin spice milkshake, right? You can only get those between, I don't know, November, like Halloween and December 3rd or whatever. And so you got to hurry up and they only make a certain number and you got to hurry up and grab them and I guess stockpile it for when the rapture happens. And so you can have your delicious to you cranberry ginger ale. So Meg, I hope that you, this season, are able to stock up and enjoy your cranberry ginger ale as much as you can carry in your arms to your car. So there we go. There we go. Vito says, I rarely drink soda. Ooh, Mr. Fancy Pants watching his health. Wow. But Mountain Dew Sweet Lightning is awesome. Anything peach flavored is good in my book, but it's hard to find because it's only at KFC, which in and of itself is too expensive to justify anymore. Well, I have two comments on this. Number one, more for you. I think Mountain Dew Sweet Lightning is gross. I did have it from KFC. And two, we just had KFC the other day. Was it too expensive? Probably. But it tasted good. Yeah, I tried that Mountain Dew Sweet Lightning. I was like, yeah, let's try this. And it was not for me. So, Vito, I hope you get to enjoy all of the Sweet Lightning that you can. And if I ever find it in a can or a bottle somewhere, then I will send it your way. All right? All right, so go enjoy. You know what, Vito? Go to KFC today. Go over there now. Get the chicken pizza thing they have and get your Mountain Dew Sweet Lightning or get a bowl. Get a famous bowl because they're delicious too. All right. MAG says, I want to say crystal clear Pepsi, but I don't think that it fits the question. So I'll go with wild cherry Pepsi. Now, this is an interesting one because crystal Pepsi was around 20 years ago. It came back in like 2018 or so. Then it disappeared again. But this must be regional because I get wild cherry Pepsi. I don't, but Jill does. We can get that anytime. Like from any place around here, pretty much, we can go in and they're going to have wild cherry Pepsi. So that's interesting that regionally there are some soda flavors, like some specific flavors that are only available in certain parts of the country. I'm not going to dox you, MAG, don't worry. But he and I don't live close to each other. And so that's interesting that something he can't get, I can walk across the street, not across the street, you know, around the block and get it from the corner store or Wawa or Rite Aid or wherever. Right. So that's interesting. That's good. Hope, you know what? I'll send some your way. I'll see what I can do. All right. Drave says, when I used to drink it, Surge was hard to find. Not so much now, I guess. Oh, really, dude? Ah, oh, man. Again, not going to dox anybody, but Drave and I also don't live near each other. And so I think I'm going to have to pay a visit. Drave, I'm coming over. I'm coming over. We're going to hang out for the day. And I'm going to grab as much Surge as I can carry. And let me know if you have a hard-to-find or a regional thing that I can pick up for you. You let me know. And I will grab it. I'll carry it on my back. And or I guess so, you know, to the train or whatever. And then, because I'm not going to fly with it. I'm not stupid. But, but yeah, Surge, man. I used to be able to buy it on Amazon. By the case, and then it was by the can, and now it's not. I just checked, and other people can find it. I guess it's not in the area. I don't know, but I can't find it. So if you could find Surge and send some over, I would love to have that. That'd be great, and I'll send some, I don't know, cherry Pepsi or something like that. All right, Steph says, I can't ever find Mountain Dew Livewire around here anymore. Man, Steph, that's it. I'm going to the creepy gas station, and I'm going to go buy some Mountain Dew Livewire for you. I will send it on over. And then we got to, I guess, descend to Drave's town and go find some Surge. I think that's the good thing, right? I'll bring the Mountain Dew Livewire. You bring the whatever it is, and we'll go get Surge from Drave's house. All right? Sounds good. Yes, I like this plan. We're not breaking up. We're not done. But I do like this plan. It's going to be great. It's going to go really well, and I foresee no issues arising during this time. All right. Jen says, Cheerwine. Had it for the first time on a work trip to Virginia. It is a regional southern soda that is cherry flavored but tastes nothing like cherry Coke or Pepsi. I see it occasionally in Giant, and apparently Mission Barbecue has it. There you go. Mission BBQ, baby! Delicious. Delicious. I love that place. Yeah, I don't think I've ever had Cheer Wine. It's probably awesome. You know, like we said last week, cherry flavors make soda really good for the most part. So I'm down with that. I'm down with cherry flavors and all those things. And yeah, I hope we can find some. Jen, let's go to Mission BBQ. Let's do that. Mission Barbecue. Let's handle that business. And we can all get delicious barbecue. And you can get your cheer wine. And we can all have a good time. All right? Sounds good. Okay, our newest friend, right? Newest friend of the show, Jason Didner, says, here's one that I can only get at AMC Theaters where you mix your own soda from the endless touchscreen menu. Diet cherry ginger ale. There you go. Didn't we already have a cherry? No, it's cranberry ginger ale. Yeah, that's cool, man. Like, I love those where, and a lot of the McDonald's and Burger King's and Wendy's around here anyway, have those menus where it's, hey, choose all these flavors. Unfortunately, in my experience, a lot of the flavors are often out of stock. And yeah, nobody refilled the syrup thing. And so we can't always get those. But yeah, the movie theater is, now I guess they're good for the fancy concoctions that you can get, right? So I think that's fun. So let's do that. All right, Jason, we're going to the AMC. You're going to get your diet cherry ginger ale. I'm going to get my nachos from AMC, as we've discussed. I said it on the show, geez, might have been a couple years ago now, but I really like the way AMC nachos are put together. They taste better than other nachos, right? I like movie theater nachos. That's kind of a thing that you need to know about me, I guess, in this context. But yeah. Jason and I, we're going to AMC. We don't have to see a movie. We can just go get the snacks. And we'll go get some nachos and your diet cherry ginger ale. I got a lot of travel to do coming out of this episode. My goodness. I got to go get some Surge. I got to go get some, got to go bring some cherry Pepsi to MAG. I got to bring some Livewire to Seth. We're going to, Jason and I are going to the movies, I guess. Man, that's a lot to do. I got a lot to do. All right. Summer road trips, I suppose. Let's do all that. All right, Smelly Meatball says, Citrus Sprite. I think it's only sold at McDonald's as an, oh gosh. Let's try that again. I think it's only sold at McDonald's as an exclusive beverage for meals. My goodness, why was that so difficult to do? All right. So anyway, Citrus Sprite is his pick. I don't think I've ever had that. I feel like I would enjoy it because citrus is great, and Sprite on the right day can be very refreshing. That's for sure. But yeah, does it come in one of those, like, I don't know, they have meals named after people or whatever, where it's like, oh, two McChickens and a whatever, and then they have the special Sprite or whatever it was, something like that. I don't know anybody's name. But yeah, it's one of those. Does it only come in like that box? Like you have to buy that certain meal to get the Citrus Sprite because it doesn't come by itself, which doesn't make any sense because they're giving you the Sprite, so it means they have it. And the fact that they're only including it with this meal is leaving money on the table, I think. I don't know. Anyway, thanks, buddy. I hope you go find some soon. All right, Clockshot says, for me, it's Jolt Cola. All the sugar and twice the caffeine. Hell yeah, brother. Let's go. All right, you get me some Surge. I'll find you some Jolt. We'll meet in the middle, and we'll enjoy all of our sugary caffeine goodness. Sound good? Sound good. All right, we have one more, and it's not a carbonated beverage. Because that was the question. Favorite hard-to-find soda or carbonated beverage if you don't drink soda? And our friend the Alt Nation on Threads says that the carbonated part took him out of the equation, but I made an exception because I wanted to hear this. And he says, Gatorade. You can't get it in stores over here. And if you want to buy it online, the cost is astronomical. I make sure I have a steady flow of it when I visit Canada, along with many bags of ketchup chips. So there you go. You know what? I'll send you some Gatorade and you send me some whatever the thing is that you have that I don't have. I don't know. We'll talk about that. I got a lot of work to do, I guess, coming out of this show, out of this question here. So we're doing some traveling. We're sending some beverages. We might get some beverages and some snacks, and we're going to have a great time this summer, apparently. All because I like Cherry 7-Up. I think that's really what it boils down to. So there we go. That's it. We did. Thank you all for your answers. I hope that we can all find our drinks that we love that are hard to come by in our areas. So I hope we all, for each other's sakes, is that have, for your daughter's sake, I hope we all find the good sodas. All right, let's take a break. We'll talk about not tipping and why people are just really, that's a really weird transition. That was like, hey, we're going to get real. It's like the promos on TV, like, hey, check out Fancy Sitcom and then Dateline. That's what that felt like to me. So anyway, let's talk about tipping or not tipping and being a jerk about it right after this. Okay, my bad. We forgot one. I forgot to pull it up on Instagram. A regular contributor to the show sent this one in. So let me grab this for you. Pat, you really should have prepared while you're doing this extra segment. You're right. You are correct. So this person says, Moxie and Baja Blast, even though I have double-digit cases of both. Now, I'm going to exclude Baja Blast because I can find that on Amazon. And if you want some, I'll send it to you. All right, there you go. Moxie can only be found at a small vendor in a small town in the Poconos and various central PA convenience stores. So I would call that hard to find. It says, took him months to track down a potential Moxie supplier. It's a weird soda, but I love it because it's so weird. So there you go with that. My bad, I missed you on the first run, but we had time to do that. There we go. Now we're done. That was the last one. Thank you, everyone, for your weird sodas. Now we will hit pause and do the rest of the show. Okay, we unpause again. Here we go. So I've talked about this before. People who don't tip, it bothers me, especially because it's pretty well known that restaurant servers don't make a lot of money because that's just how it's unfortunately how, like, you can rail against the system all you want. But the fact is, in the U.S., restaurant servers don't get paid enough money. And so they rely on your tips. All right. Is it a bad system? Of course it is. Everyone should be paid a living wage. But this is what it is. So not tipping because they're like, oh, the restaurants would pay them more. Yes, they should. But that's not for you to decide. Okay. Let's get that out of the way. I've talked about tipping on the show before. I'm very thankful that I did not have to work a job that required getting tips because I would not have made a lot of money. So, because look at me. So I saw this on Threads. A woman shared a video of, this is so strange. Like, it leads to like a deeper discussion about, like, not everything that you do has to be shared with everyone, right? Just because you have an idea and you have a means to share it doesn't mean you should, right? I go back to that 70s show. You know, I have a snowblower, but I don't use it in July, right? Just because you have it doesn't mean you need to use it, right? So this woman did not tip a waitress, and she shared a video of herself writing on the receipt, "Don't call my husband sweetheart." Like, on the tip line, she wrote, "Don't call my husband sweetheart." And I don't know. Oh, my God. All right. First of all, the reason I'm bringing this up, definitely on the show, is our friend Jason Didner. We talked about him with the cherry diet cherry ginger ale up there. He asked if this would be grist for the mill on the show. Well, we call them Pat Peeves around here. But yes, man, this is so strange to me, man. I just don't, like, look, again, yes, the tipping structure in the U.S. for people, it's awful, right? Like, you should make more than $2 an hour and have to rely on all these tips to make your living, right? You should be paid a living wage. That's been established. Again, if you don't tip because you think the restaurant should pay the people more money, you're doing it wrong. Like, that's not going to make the restaurant say, oh, maybe we should pay these people more money. Like, no, you're stiffing the server. So anyway, all right. Like, how insecure are you that you have to sit there and get mad at the waitress, at the server, for using a general term of endearment, right? This person clearly has probably never been to the South, where, like, hey, honey, hey, sweetheart, hey, whoever, right? People say it to me, and I don't live in the South. But, like, it's just a thing that people say, and it's fine. Like, nobody's jumping across the table, like, hey, don't talk about me. Like, nobody's doing that, because we're not psychos, right? And it's just really weird. Like, you made the decision because a woman used a term of endearment to your husband. Hey, sweetheart, thanks for coming. Have a great day. You know, whatever, right? Said just being nice to earn your tip money because that's what she needs to live. And you decided for reasons undetermined that, well, because you're insecure, likely, that she doesn't deserve your money. And I don't know, man. Like, that's really, I feel like this woman, the patron at the restaurant, I feel like she wasn't going to tip anyway. Like, she went in knowing she was not going to tip. And, like, I've been out with people like that, and I've never gone out with them since, because they were like, hey, let's go to the diner, and they didn't bring money to tip because they were like, oh, we're just not going to tip. And it's scumbag behavior. So I think that this woman went into this scenario, like, went out to the restaurant knowing she wasn't going to tip, and she was just looking for a reason to blame the waitress to not get her tip. Like, I think that's it. She was looking for a reason to make the woman, like, deserve not getting a tip, right? If it wasn't that, it was going to be something else. It was going to be, oh, the food was cold. Oh, the fork was on the right side, not the left. Or the sun was in my eyes. Like, it was going to be something, right? It was always going to be something with somebody like this. And the fact that she also had to show herself as an insecure weirdo because someone, you know, said something nice to your husband. Like, I highly, highly doubt that this server was coming on to this lady's husband. I highly doubt that happened, because if it did, I have a very strong feeling that this woman would have caused a scene for sure, right? There's no, like, the way that she wrote this, and, like, the fact that she wrote it at all tells me that this is not the first time she has gotten upset with someone talking to her husband. Like, this is not the first time this has happened, and she's so fragile and worried that someone's going to steal her man that she has to put up this wall and think that anyone who is just being courteous for their job or just being a decent human being, like, that person is a threat to her relationship, whether they're married, right? Yeah. So, listen, if someone calling your husband sweetheart or some other general nicety gets you so upset, so frazzled, that you feel like it's a threat on your marriage, that's on you. Like, that's a skill issue, right? Did I say that? Did I use that properly? Skill issue, bro. Like, that's not, like, I don't understand this one. It's just really weird. Like, I'm just trying to imagine if I'm out to dinner with my smoking hot wife or lunch or bread or whatever, right? If I'm out to dinner with my smoking hot wife and the waitress comes over, the server comes over and she says, hey, how you doing, sweetheart? How's everybody doing, right? And she just says it, right? Not in any kind of flirtatious tone, not in any kind of overbearing way that suggests there's an ulterior motive. Just like that's how you address people. And that's fine. That's great. You know, you could call me if you want. I don't care. Right? Well, maybe I'd care about that a little bit, but I... But like if somebody came over, I'm just trying to, you know, put myself in this scenario here where this woman, like say, okay, the waitress says to me, I'm sitting there across from my smoking hot wife, and the waitress says, hey, sweetheart, what would you like today? Hey, how you guys doing today? And she takes Jill's order because whenever a waitress, server asks me, I let Jill order first. So she takes Jill's order and says, all right, for you, sweetheart, just that. It was probably, I have to imagine, it was innocuous as that, right? It wasn't like, hey, that's a goat over there. Yeah, like I imagine it was not like that. It was just the server took her order and then turned to her husband and said, all right, sweetheart, what would you like? Or what about you, sweetheart? Right? Like that had to be it. Right. I refuse, like, because if it was any further, this woman would have caused a scene and we'd see this all over TikTok, right? Facebook, wherever, right? This would have been a story instead of just a random little video. So I'm just trying to imagine, like, nothing would happen if a waitress said, oh, sweetheart, what about you? And I give my order and she walks away and takes the menus and leaves, right? And then Jill looks at me with a sly smile and just goes, oh, sweetheart. And we would have laughed about it for 10 seconds, and that would have been the end of it. And it would have had no bearing on whether or not the waitress got a tip or how large that tip was. That would have had no, because it would have just been like, oh, look at you calling you sweetheart. Well, look at you with the ladies. And it would have been just a joke that we laughed about because we know, because we're not psychotic, we know that it's just a nice thing people say. And the fact that this woman was so threatened by this waitress that she was going to steal her man or something like that, that she decided to retaliate by not leaving a tip. I don't know. Like, okay, if let's just say my wife's a psycho in this scenario, right? Like we're sitting here. My wife is the psycho. And the waitress says, all right, sweetheart, what do you have? And that just flips a switch. And then Jill decides, hey, I'm not going to tip this lady. And so she goes to start doing it. And I see that. I would like cross it, like grab the pan, cross it out, and leave a bigger tip. Because that, like, the waitress has nothing to do with your fragility and with your insecurity about someone trying to steal your man, right? Or whatever this story might be. And the waitress has nothing to do with your feeling on the subject. You're just being and you're taking out on someone who makes not a lot of money anyway. And you're taking money from her by not tipping. For a reason as dumb as that, yeah, people are psychotic. Maybe that's the wrong word to use, but Jesus, you know this lady's caused a scene. You know this lady for sure has caused a scene in a public place because somebody, like, he held the door for someone, said, oh, thanks, honey, thanks, sweetheart. And you know this lady has gone off on that person. You know that to be true. And if you don't think it's true, then maybe you are this lady. I don't know, but hey, look, if your relationship is so shaky, if your self-worth is so down in the dumps that someone using a general nicety, a general term of endearment to your husband requires you to then retaliate in such an odd way, in such a cruel way, that's on you, and you should talk to someone. I think you get some free some discounts on BetterHelp.com. So you should go do that. I know BetterHelp has been kind of exposed as not great, but any port in the storm, I think this lady just has to get one session and she'll be helped out a little bit, right? Or maybe this guy needs to bounce and say, you know what? You are actually insane and I'd rather not be with you anymore. Maybe that's it. This is like a Reddit thing. The solution is breakup, right? I don't know what the solution is, but if your ego is so damaged by someone being nice to another human being who happens to be married to you, and your self-worth is tied to other people, I don't know, not looking your husband in the eye, that's not his fault or their fault. That's on you. And you got to fix that because another server doesn't deserve to be sniffed on a tip because you're a... There we go. All right. Hold on. I had to move my armrest. Sorry. That was right in the middle of the good part, too. No, it's fine. There's no good part of this show. So anyway, yeah, man, this lady didn't tip because the waitress called her husband sweetheart. And that was the reason that she gave is she wrote on the tip line, don't call my husband sweetheart because she's a psycho. All right. We need a break. I got it. We got it. All right. Let's take a break. We will come right back. And well, right back for you. It'll probably be like 20 minutes for me. But we're going to talk about dying industries and how people on the internet don't know what words mean. So we'll do that next. Okay, unpause. And we had to make some decisions because we're running out of time here. Yeah, I told you, man, it really threw me off this week, the scheduling and things we've got going on. So we had some discussions planned for that thing I don't like is dying, which we're going to talk about. And because, yeah, people on the internet think that if they don't like something, it must be dying because they don't watch it anymore. And the other thing was fast food tech failures where the touchscreens and kiosks went down at McDonald's and several stores had to close because now they have replaced all the workers with robots or they tried to. So we'll talk about how silly that is because I'm sure that these things will happen again. It's more of a general thing about how reliance on technology can come back to bite you. And we will talk about it next week. All right? Sorry. I know you were looking forward to it. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. You got to wait. You got to wait because I'm running out of time. Okay. So let's talk Phillies. Let's talk some baseball. Do we have music? Let's try. I don't care if I get sued or whatever. No, it'll be a C&D. And then I'll take it out and that'll be that. So let's talk Phillies next week. Thursday, the 28th of March. Happy birthday to you. I'm not going to dox him, but happy birthday to someone I know that day. Opening day, Phillies, let's go. I know the Dodgers and Padres already started in South Korea, but anyway, Phillies, man. I like the rotation. See, now I'm flustered because we had to change our lineup here, but I'm optimistic about the Phillies. I really am. I mean, I know they're running back mostly the same team. So you kind of just have to hope for health and similar production, which I know is a lot to ask of anyone from year to year. So, yeah, we're kind of hoping that works out. But rotation is good. Aaron Nola got his extension. Zach Wheeler got his extension. They're one of the best 1-2 punches in baseball, in my opinion. But what about these people? Bah, all right, relax. Come on, let me know then. Let me know. Who do you think best 1-2 punch at the top of the rotation in baseball? Let me know how far off I am with my assessment, my understandably and admittedly biased assessment. But yeah, the rest of the rotation, it looks good. Christopher Sanchez has looked better this spring. He is, I think, ready this year to fully be the fourth or fifth starter on the team, which is good. Tyvon Walker, he got hurt. And then I don't know what's going on. But he's a little coming up a little more slowly. So that's, a bit of a concern. But he is ramping up, and I think he's going to be okay. I did see that some fans want to trade Tyvon Walker and then sign Jordan Montgomery. But, like, you've already paid Tyvon Walker. You owe Tyvon Walker a lot of money. And so you have to offload that somehow or, you know, pay the other team or do whatever. And then spend more money. I know it's not my money. I know, but I'm thinking in terms of what the team is going to do, right? Like if they were going to sign Jordan Montgomery, they likely would have done it already. And so, you know, unless something drastic happens where they need another starter, then, you know, maybe we'll talk about that. But I would like Jordan Montgomery if he was on the Phillies. Like I like him. I'm a fan anyway. He's good. I'm a fan. I like to watch him, but like, I would be okay with it if they somehow made that happen. But I think they're set with the rotation as it is. I mean, Walker, you got to hope he kind of turns it around a little more quickly than he did last year because he had a rough start to the season and then came on in the summer, was really good, and then the playoffs came and they forgot he existed. So, yeah, I don't know. I'm not soured on Walker. I am not soured like some fans are. I'm not soured on him. I'd say let's go full bore. You know, he's number three or four. And yeah, I think Suarez, Ranger Suarez, is ahead of him at this point. So I do like it. I think, yeah, Ranger Suarez has looked good. He finally has had a full spring training, which has not happened in a couple of years with injuries and things of that nature. So he's finally had a full spring, a full camp to work out. So I am excited to see what the rotation does. The bullpen, there are a couple of questions. Ryan Kerkering has been out for a couple of weeks with an illness. And so you kind of, you wonder about that. And you hope that everybody can come back and be as decent as they were, you know, as good or good to great to decent as they have been recently. And hope that it all works. You know, no real injuries, though, to report. Kerkering, I think, is back on, he'll be throwing today or he threw yesterday. I like that. Again, I mean, no reason to panic is what I mean, as far as the bullpen goes or the rest of the squad, right? Because I'm happy they have five starters, which not a lot of teams do. I mean, well, maybe not a lot, but there are some teams that will roll with four starters and then do a bullpen game, which, as you know, I've talked about that on the show, I don't like. I think it's stupid. Find five starters. Come on. Make it happen. Don't tax your bullpen once a week because you don't want to find another starter. Like, just go make it happen. I'll do it. No, I'm terrible. Don't do that. The lineup should be good. I'm not concerned about Bryce Harper's back injury. I think he's going to be fine. And the lineup should mash. You know, again, running it back with virtually the same team, I don't think that's a bad thing. I really don't, because this is a very good team, and this team can contend. And so I like it. The lineup should be good. They should be, at the very least, a lot of fun to watch. I think the decision is, well, first, new guy, Whit Merrifield, who was up and down last year. But I think if they can, like, he's not an everyday guy, which is a good thing because they don't need him to be an everyday guy. And so I think, you know, you play him here and there, start him a couple times a week and let him get his, let him take his breaks and not have to be the guy, because he shouldn't unless somebody gets hurt. I think that's going to work out. Good signing. I think the real decisions are what to do with Johan Rojas in center field, because you don't want to lose his glove. Because he is an elite defender. He's going to track down all the balls that not everybody else is going to do, right? I love Brandon Darsh. You know that. But Johan Rojas is a better defender in center field. The issue is his bat is not great. It's just really not there. And I've read a lot this week about how the hitting coaches like his progress, even though the numbers don't really show it. He seems to be making better decisions. And I think that is going to go a long way, you know? And if he... Look, if they need to rely on Johan Rojas' bat in April and May, then something has gone wrong with the rest of the team. And so it's good that there are eight other guys who can mash in the lineup up and down, that Johan Rojas doesn't have to do a ton, right? Like, get the sac fly, get the ground ball to get the guy over to third. You know, lay down a bunt every now and then just go make the catches in center field like we know you can do. And then, you know, the bat, it'll come. The bat will come around, I hope. If the work will pay off, you know, you work hard, that's going to pay off in some way. So there's still a decision to be made there. And whether or not they're going to have Jake Cave or Christian Pache as the other outfielder, they're leaning toward Jake Cave from what I read, because he's left-handed. The problem is he's not a very good hitter, right? Like, even though, oh, he's left-handed, great. But does he hit well against right-handed pitching? No, he does not. And so I think it might be better off taking your chances with Pache, who has shown flashes more so than Cave, and take your chances with Pache out there, who I think is all around a better player. And so have him there. And, you know, Jake Cave and Pache are both out of minor league options, which means if the team decides that they want to send him to AAA, they first have to go through waivers, which means every team has a chance to claim that player, right? So if they say tomorrow, hey, we're going to option Jake Cave to AAA Lehigh Valley. That means that all 29 other teams can now look and go, oh, hey, Jake Cave's on waivers. We can go claim him. And so there's a chance if the Phillies try to send Jake Cave or Christian Pache to the minor leagues because they're not going to make the team, then another team can go, hey, we're going to get that guy. And so they lose him. And so that's the concern. I think that's where the decision comes in. And I think if you're going overall, like long-term, who's the better player? For me, it's Christian Pache. But anyway, I'm just the guy. Like I said, there are some bullpen questions due to injuries, illnesses, and whatnots. And relievers are, as they say, they're good until they aren't. And so you want to have a lot of options in the bullpen. And I think the Phillies do have a lot of good ones. So I like it. Like I said, no real reason to panic about much of anything right now. The decision is Johan Rojas and then Jake Cave or Christian Pache. And if those are the main decisions, I think they're doing all right as a team overall. So like I said, I'm optimistic. I'm not saying World Series or bust, although, you know, part of me wants to believe that. But I really like this team. Again, yeah, they're running it back from last year for the most part. But that's not necessarily bad because the team, and I know the stat nerds won't like this because it's not a number, but the team plays well together because they seem to actually like each other. And you can't discount that, even though you can't put a number on it. So give me the Phillies to go contend again. And we're getting ready, I hope, to watch some fun baseball this summer and into the fall. So there we go. There's your, your 9-10 minute Phillies preview from me based on, as you know, very little research. So there we go. We did it. That's all the stuff for me today. I know I had some more things, but like I said, we're going to run out of time and I got a lot to do over here. So thank you very much. Go Phils. Go whoever you like. I should have thought about doing this a month ago and done your teams. But if you would like me to talk about your baseball team as we start the season next week, let me know. I will do my best to do a little research, do a little light reading on your team and watch them if I can and let you know what's going on and how I feel about your favorite team. Okay, if we can do that, that's great. We need more sports on the show, don't we? Maybe? No? All right. Anyway, that's all for me. That's all the sports things, all the other things for me. So let us turn it over to the captain. He did send the update. It's in my inbox. I've not listened to it yet because I don't have to until I edit the show. So I hope we talked about some fun stuff. So good sir, let us know what is going on with the Fly Guys. The floor is yours. Take it away.
Hey, Flyers fans. Mark back at you again with another Flyers update. Yeah! Woo! Guys, let's take a look at the Flyers. They have 16 more games left in this season. The Flyers need every single point that they can possibly get. So let's take a look at what happened this past week. So the Flyers ended up taking on the Toronto Maple Leafs at home on Thursday. Was not a good game. Ended up losing that game 6-2. The Flyers on Saturday, though, head up to Boston. They're playing a game against a very, very good Bruins team on Saturday. They ended up losing that game 6-5. Now, it wasn't quite as close as that score will tell you. The Flyers battled back, down a couple goals, back in it, down, down, up, down, up, down. The Flyers just showed that scrappiness that they have. So the Flyers coming home on Tuesday, taking on the Maple Leafs. The Flyers setting the tone early in the game. Owen Tippett really getting the scoring going. He scores within 19 seconds of the game starting. Nick DeLoria with another big fight. The Flyers getting it done. Scott Laughton with a huge goal in the third period to get them up 4-2. And the Flyers end up holding on to win that game. Now looking ahead, the Flyers are going to be taking on some very good teams. Thursday, they're heading to Carolina to take on the Hurricanes. Then they're going to be home against the Bruins on Saturday. And then Sunday, the Panthers coming into town. They're going to take them on. And then the Flyers on Tuesday going up to New York to take on the Rangers. So the Flyers have some very good teams coming up these next four games. Again, they need every single point that they can get to hold on to that third spot in the Metropolitan Division. Now, the Flyers have outpaced all expectations this season, so I'm just excited to see that they're still in the race here. Now, I would be remiss to not talk about what happened with Sean Couturier being a healthy scratch back against the Maple Leafs. Now, this was a back and forth. Nobody really knows what's going on. Tortorella wouldn't talk about it after the game. Sean Couturier expressed his frustrations before the game, saying, listen, I wish it. I had a better conversation going on with Tortorella. I just showed you, I mean, Couturier is the captain of this team. So is there not enough effort there? Is there not enough production on the ice? I'm not really sure what's going on. We may never know what's actually going on. Maybe after the season we'll find out, but it will be interesting to see how this goes about and develops as the season continues to close. So, you know, we'll see. You'll find out when I do. So, guys, that's it for me here inside the Melting Pat on Next Level Radio.
And there you have it. My thanks to the captain. Thank you, my friend. I know the intro there was a little weird. I don't know what happened there, but I think we're fine. So there you go. Fly guys, you've all been updated. Phillies starting this week, or next week rather, and I am very excited about all the things. The Sixers, we don't have to talk about them. they're not playing well. There, we said it. If only I had an NBA update guy to let me know what's going on with basketball. Oh man, if only. All right, anyway, that's a joke for two of you, and one of them's me, actually, so that's a joke for one of you. So there we go. That is our show. I got to go do some stuff. I know, a little light this week, but yeah, sometimes that happens. Sometimes that happens, but that just means I already got two segments for next week, all ready to go. All right, there we go. My thanks to everyone for listening. My thanks to Carbon Carb for the song. 2009 is the name of that one. Go get it. Go pre-order their album, Take Time. It comes out 17th of May, and they are today at Cuba Dupa in Wellington, New Zealand. So go tell them Pat sent you, and they'll go, we don't know who that guy is. So there you go. That's how it goes. All right. We're good. This has been an 8 Boiler production. You can get all the things for me at themeltingpat.com, Patreon, newsletter, all the things. Sign up and let me know what's what. Contact me over there if you got questions, concerns, observations, and of course, corrections. All the ways to get a hold of me are over there. All right. All right. We're good. We're good to go. Sorry, that was loud. Sorry about that. Yeah, we're good. Oh, man. G-Love and Special Sauce, they will play us out. Philadelphonic.com for more from them. And that is all I wrote. Thank you all for listening. Have a lovely day. Don't be an idiot. All right. All right. I love you. Until next time, my friends, have fun, be safe, thank a veteran, wear your mask, wash your hands, get vaccinated and boosted when you can, and of course, don't do anything I wouldn't do. That's it, right? Yes, break! You've been inside the Melting Pat on the Next Level Network. Go crap open a cold one.
Yo, can I get a cold beverage? I need some leverage, a sweaty ass as a lemonade would be nice, but a spice from the top to a VK. Got a bar, got a drink, fuck girls, got the bait on the front porch, yeah, I got some ice tea. If you like a taste of tea, then come along with me. Summertime is steaming, don't give me no bugs. Splash some ice and a dash up from the S Martini time. Yeah, yeah, feeling golden, bring your own beverage. It's me, so it's cold. I like cold beverage, yeah. I like cold beverage, yeah. I like cold beverage, yeah. From the fountain, real good sounding. Chocolate egg cream, yo, on turn cherry grounded. Got a chill vibe, Marshall's in my ride. While I'm to the right, they got beverages inside of me. A hot coffee and fill it up with ice. Watermelon is like a drink, please fix me a large slice. Summertime is cool, the heat is getting old. Yeah, I have a beverage, drink, so it's cold. Cold, 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 cold.
There's something from the bar.
Yeah, I like cool beverage, yeah. I like cool beverage, yeah. Cause I'm feeling kinda buzzy. Stick it in the fridge, stick it in the fridge, stick it in the fridge, stick it in the fridge. Stick it in the fridge, stick it in the fridge, stick it in the fridge, stick it in the fridge. Go girl, work the cold one. Go girl, work the cold one. What? Go girl, work the cold one. Go girl, work the cold one. Yo, when I'm fishing, let's keep one thing clear. The bait's over there, the brew's right here. 2 6 packs in a big bag of ice. Didn't even get to bite, but the brew tastes nice. Back to the bar. Strawberry daiquiris and a colada. Need a whole lot of them cool drinks to catch me a buzz. I must tell you, I'm the Kool-Aid kid. Before you serve my drink, please stick it in the fridge. Cause I like cool beverage, yeah. I like cool beverage, yeah. I like cool beverage, yeah. I'm kinda thirsty. I like